Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Yeah. It's just something about what you do to me, you know what I'm saying? So good. I had to sing it to you a second time this way. With a remix. You make me speed up. I'm addicted to the thrill of being near you, baby. I just can't get my feel. Gets me close enough, but maybe my bloodstream's got me on a high. I'm floating like a kite, 'cause your love has become my wife. Anything you ask, I just might
speed up, yeah.
You make my heart race. That's what you do. I thought you knew, girl.
It's true.
Lee Knox, he's amazing. He has, he's been singing for years and composing. He's a musician. He has written, like, according to him, over 5,000 songs. So he is on social media. So my name is Teresa Velasquez, and I'm Doctor of Puerto Rico 2022. And I'm a pageant reporter.
Somebody has their needs to mute their speakers on their computer.
Somebody else trying to get on here? Let's see. Oh, okay. So we're going to start the show with our beautiful Nancy Sevierre, Miss Tourism Royal Elite 2023. And as I said, I am Dr. World Puerto Rico 2022. And we're going to be talking to Curly Jones. He is a gospel singer. He's been singing since he was a child. He's been Also, he's a musician. He is just an amazing talent. And Curly, you there?
He is.
Curly.
Currently trying to get onto the StreamYard.
Oh, he's trying to get onto the StreamYard?
Yes, he's giving it
a
try.
Oh, that's probably, yeah. Oh, he has to just click on that, on the link, and he'll be on the StreamYard.
But we can go ahead and play a song or something until he calls back.
Yeah, so we have Curly, and we can also, as far as Nancy. Nancy, when didn't you get crowned with your new title?
The end of July.
We go ahead and redo. You have three different ones here, Nancy Siever, three times. That's why you got that noise. So I'm going to try and delete that one. Okay, so why don't you get yourself out? Can you get yourself out and then get back in just one time? Go ahead and try that.
Okay.
Now go ahead and talk. Let's see.
Okay. Perfect. The end of July. We went to Nationals in Tennessee, and that's when I got crowned. So
wonderful. Congratulations. Like, yeah.
Thank you. Had an absolutely wonderful time. So.
With all the sister queens and.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was really in Tennessee, right? Tennessee.
Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Yeah. So that's wonderful that you were crowned with another title, and you've been with the pageant system for how long now?
2013-14.
Long time.
I started there, and I was Classic Miss Louisiana.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I was with that pageant system as well. And then I decided to do, because I have a doctorate. So I figured, well, you know, I came across this other pageant and I wanted to be part of it. So I contacted the director, Diane Lawrence, and I heard a little noise there. Let's see who's that. Let's see. But anyway, I contacted Dr. Lawrence and I told her that I was interested in her pageant. So she did an interview and she got me on board. And now I'm getting ready for the pageant, you know, the day of the pageant. They have different titles in the pageant. They recently had the Royal Achievement, or that one, and Universe. So they have the Miss Universe Achievement. So you've met Stacy. She's been with us on the show. She's just wonderful. And she's awesome. Yeah, she's awesome. She interviews Miss Universe. She has her own. She founded the pageantry now. And she interviews gals from the U.S., United States pageant, USA, and the Universe. So she's doing that every year. She's done it for many years now too. So anyway, Curly around?
Haven't gotten a call from him yet, back.
Okay, so we need to get him on there. Go ahead and play his song. His Protection is his song. That's his new song that he did with our CEO from Atlas Star Records, Joe Gallagher. And so go ahead and play that song, Protection.
I mean, I didn't know that God is our protection. Protection, Jesus is protection. Yes, he is protection. Jesus is his protection. Pray before you leave. Pray before your life say go. Done.
Protection. Protection. This is protection.
There
still waiting his call. We do have Suzanne on the phone.
Oh, Suzanne, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm so happy to hear from you. It's been such a long time. I'm sorry about your hubby. Suzanne was his husband is Randall Rutledge. He's an amazing talent. He's won over 70 film and music awards over the years. And Susan is his former manager and also his wife, and she's on with us today. I'm sorry to hear about your hubby and all he's going through. I understand he's going through a little depression due to his brain cancer and all that. Did you try and get a hold of that Lejeune? Camp
yes,
Lejeune?
We do have a lawyer, but it'll be a long time before anybody gets any money.
I think they passed it where they said they were going to allow people to get compensation, right?
It has been passed, and also the President Biden has signed it, so we're just waiting now for everything to be processed and then to finally start paying people. My husband was a Marine, and as you've probably all seen on the internet or TV, he was there in Camp Lejeune in the 70s and had come up with two different types of brain cancer and lung cancer from the
water. Also the lungs?
Also the lungs now, too.
Oh, my gosh.
So right now he's taking some immunotherapy, which is supposed to help with the lung cancer. And we're hoping that since it's the same type of cancer as in the brain, it might help shrink that as well. He's already had 2 surgeries and can't do any more radiation. So we're just praying right now. Won't know for another month or so.
Oh, my goodness.
That's prayers.
So many people. It's, these are military people that served our country. I have a lot of military in my family, and it's like my dad was an Army, my brother served in the Marines, his wife, they met in the Marines, they married, and my nephew and just family members, they have been in the military, and to think that that would happen to them, that's just awful. And they were staying at the camp.
Randall said at first, he said, I always wanted to be in the military. I served in the Marines. I did my tour. I didn't get killed there, but now the government's killing me. So.
Oh, Jesus.
He's a little, every time he sees it, he gets a little depressed.
Yeah, you think about it, it's just very, very depressing. It really is.
It's very sad that it would happen. But Randall and the past has had, like she mentioned, over 60 awards for his screenplays and his music. And we're still pursuing some of his screenplays, looking for funding. So if anybody knows of any investors out there, get a hold of him.
Yes, absolutely. If anybody knows of an investor, Randall, as we mentioned, he has won a lot. He's in the Hall of Fame for this country music. He has written scripts and performed as an actor in some of his movies that he wrote. There's one, The Wheelbound. Is it The Wheelbound? And then there's the
the shoes, the karate shoes, or what's the name of the title? Kung Fu Shoes. Yeah, that's won awards. And then Westbound, right?
Westbound 18-wheeler. Yep.
Right. Those two have won awards and some others too. And he's trying to get some funding, some investors. So anybody out there that knows of some investors, or you know, if you're hearing us, you know, give the radio show a call. Bobby, you there?
Yep, and so is Curly.
Okay, awesome. How can they contact you guys if they want to contact Randall?
We have a Rutledge Media Group, and the home number would be 706-609-1025.
Can you repeat that again?
706-609-1025, Rutledge Media Group.
Right, the Rutledge, that's their group, the Rutledge Group. Mm-hmm. And you both own that company. And so anybody out there who has some investment money, just get a hold of Suzanne and for Randall, because we need to help Randall. We need to get those films.
Definitely.
Definitely.
You know, financed. And
help you can come up with.
How's that?
And we appreciate any help. And there's also a finder's fee for anybody finding the money.
Right. That's usually like 10%, right? The finder's fee?
10%. That's correct. And we're looking for $25 million for Kung Fu Shoes.
So you're looking for a package. So you're going to have several films, and you're looking for $25 million, is it?
Yeah, I believe there's 8 or 9 different projects with some other people.
Right.
So right now, we're just going to push Randall's and try to be completed.
Right. So he needs anybody out there, and you know, who can team up and help out Randall for his movies. He needs a lot of help with that. And the asking investment money is $25 million. So if anybody out there would like to help Randall, he's very successful when it comes to participating in films, film festivals and music festivals. He wins a lot. So he's won like 70 awards so far. Plus he's a martial artist. He's won the competitions and that championships. So he has a lot of things that he does. He's very talented.
And we have people attached to the project as well. We have Art Camaccio, who is a award-winning martial arts director. And we have Don the Dragon Wilson, who is a American actor and a professional kickboxer. And a couple other people already attached. So all we need is the investment money.
Yes, that's exactly what you need. Yeah. So I'm praying for you, and I hope somebody out there is listening. So let's play Randall's song. There's a song that he, we picked, I picked the orchid or the rose.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's play that.
That's the first song that he actually wrote.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell us a little bit about that before we play it.
Okay, the story behind it is him and a friend were walking down Hollywood Boulevard, and they saw a lady selling flowers. So his friend bought an orchid and a rose. And Randall said, why two flowers? What's going on? He goes, I've got two girlfriends. I can't choose one. And so Randall kept thinking, an orchid or a rose. And that's how the song came about, where he's trying to make a choice between the two women.
So cool.
That's great. That's a great little story there. It's funny.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, that's how he wrote his song. So let's go ahead and play that. Do we have that, Bobby?
Here it is.
All right.
One is like an orchid, the other like a rose. Which one do I pick? God only knows. They both hold beauty and sweet love for me. but I can only have one for eternity. For God made one woman for one man, but I've already went against God's holy plan. One is like an orchid, the other like a rose. Which one do I pick? God only knows. One will bloom and blossom, the other fade away. My poor heart will both live and die today. As I'm standing on the mountain, staring at heaven above, Lord, please forgive me, it's both of them I love. One is like an orchid, the other like a rose. Which one do I pick? God only knows. Signal, please give me a sign. The orchid or the rose, which one do I make mine? For God made one woman for one man, but I've already went against God's holy plan. One is like an orchid, the other like a rose. Which one do I pick? God only knows. Is like an orchid, the other like a rose.
All right, so that was The Orchid or the Rose, The Orchid or the Rose by Randall Rutledge. That was beautiful. Again, Randall is looking for financing, and just give his wife Suzanne a call. Again, standing there, Suzanne.
Oh, I'm here.
Yeah, could you give us that phone number again?
Sure. The phone number is area code 706-609-1025, and the email would be Rutledge Media Group @mail.com.
Rutledge Media Group at mail.
At mail. Mm-hmm.
Rutledge Media Group. I'll put that on my Facebook. At email. At what mail?
At mail.
At mail.com. Okay. And then the number is 706
609
1025. Okay, so that's where you would call to help out Randall with the financing of his movies, funding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, investment. And I'm sure you'll get return on investment. So it's a good opportunity. He's amazing. He's amazing. So do we have Curly on?
Yes, yeah. We do.
Curly!
Yes.
How you doing? Hey, so we wanted to ask you some questions. Nancy, can you see some of the questions I posted?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So why don't you start with the first one?
Okay, Curly, when did you start playing music?
Oh, Lord. long time ago, at my younger age, I had that gift and that talent, and I noticed that I discovered something, and I just stayed with it. I sit around about, I noticed around about when I was about 5 years old.
Cool. Real cool.
Okay, 5 years old?
Yes, when I was about 5 years old, yes.
And what did your family think about it?
Oh, they're excited. And I stayed with it. You know, you got a lot of people that find that gift and that talent and don't stay with it. And
yeah.
Now they're surprised that I stayed with them, and doors is opening up. Interviews like this right here, and got other interviews coming up too.
Okay, so the next question, Susan, can you see that? See the questions?
Yeah.
Huh? Okay, could you ask the second one?
Sure do. What are some of your experiences at Abbey Road Studio?
Oh, no, these are the ones for Curly. That one is for another.
That was for Nathan, wasn't it?
That's for Nathan, yeah, NJ. We're going to be playing his song as well in a little while. NJ, he's amazing also, and I wanted to speak a little bit about him. Maybe Joe might join us. So if not, I'll go ahead and tell you a little bit about Ethan. So, excuse me, Nathan Hutchins, yeah, he's NJ. That's his stage name. So, but the next question that we have for Curly Jones, Curly, who inspired you?
Who inspired me to sing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can come up with a question, Susan. Can you come up with a question?
I'm trying to get my phone back up.
Just come up with a quick question for him.
Who inspired
me? Anything.
I guess I just had it in my blood, my nature, you know.
Yeah.
Different singers I used to look at come up, such as James Brown.
Oh, yeah, I like James.
Yeah,
James
seriously.
Brown,
Living in America.
The keynotes, gospel keynotes.
Yeah.
Jackson Southern Air. Yeah, a lot of them.
Yeah. So, and then the other question, Nancy, can you see that, the third one?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and ask that one.
Where do you perform?
Different variety of places up here. I might perform at the Green in New Haven. I might perform at different churches up here, such as Mount Moriah in Hartford on Barber Street, the Lighthouse right here, not too far from me where I stay at. And sometimes they might bring in gospel shows, and the promoter, I know the promoter, he might put me on the show sometime right here in Connecticut.
Cool.
Did you perform with, I think you guys were supposed to perform, Lisa Vasquez was going to do a performance as well.
Where?
Remember, you know Lisa Vasquez with Hollywood Connections? Did you guys ever get to perform?
I went to South Carolina, but I think that she kind of got kind of ill, I think. Something.
Oh, she was sick. Okay, something happened.
Right.
Okay, so they probably have to reschedule. Yeah, they probably have to reschedule that.
Yes, but I still did my success when I went down there. So
you were there and you performed, right? Your Protection. What songs did you play?
Protection. I did that in the studio. It's Christmas time, and I did a jingle. So it had a good time down there, you know, and everything.
And that was with Joe Gallagher, right?
Joe Gallagher, right? Yeah.
Right. He's the CEO of Atlas Star, and he's helping a lot of new talent, you know, get discovered.
Right.
And I'm putting them on the show as well, helping them out. So, you know, it's all good, and it's every little bit helps. So, and we have millions of people, you know, viewing, I mean, and listening to music, which is a good thing for these new artists. And then is there anything else you would like to tell us about you? Something that you wanted? Do you have social media?
Yes.
Could you tell us your social media?
Who's on my social media?
No, you have Facebook, right? And you have Twitter. Do you have Twitter?
No, I don't have Twitter. I got Facebook. It's all I got is Facebook.
The Facebook, and it's
to
look for you on Facebook then.
Facebook, right.
People can look at you up on Facebook. Okay, well, that's good.
And
are you planning any new projects, any new things with Joe Gallagher, CEO of Atlas?
I think he's working up on something, but I got appearance to be on Bobby Jones' show the 15th October.
Oh, you got on the show again? Because you were on that show previously, right?
I was on it at Foxwoods years ago. But this is going to be on his television show, October the 15th.
Awesome.
Yes.
You'll be on TV. Okay, that's good.
Going to be on. I'm scheduled
that's
to
great.
Be up there the 25th of October.
The 25th? Okay.
Yeah, the 25th.
So make sure you share that with us if you can get a video.
Yes. Yes.
So, Nancy, do you have any questions for Curly? Anything that comes to mind that you might want to know about him?
Not right now.
Okay, think of one. So, Suzanne, are you there?
I'm still here.
Okay, are you? Do you have any general question for Curly Jones? He's a gospel singer, and he's been singing gospel for a long time. He's very talented. According to him, he learned right his own how to write. Did you write by yourself, or did you play music by yourself, Curly?
I write all my music.
He writes his music.
I write all my lyrics.
Wow.
But
that's what I was fixing to say about the lyrics.
Right. Mm-hmm. So anything you want to ask, Susan?
Curly, since you do all your own music and recording, do you actually hear the music in your head when you're writing the song?
Yes. I have a little tape recorder. When I get a rhythm, I get up and put it up there so I won't lose the rhythm. I'll write it down. The enemy will come and steal that rhythm out of your head, so I get it right. You know what I mean?
You have to do that a lot. Everything you do.
Yes.
That's great. Okay, and then anything, Nancy, that comes to mind to ask him?
Well, I was thinking the same thing as he was saying it. You know, I was going to ask, you know, how did he, you know, once he got it in his head, how did he, you know, keep it there until he was able to actually, you know, put it into the music and all. But he answered it while he, you know, when he said the bit of, you know, writing it down in the recorder and all.
Yeah. And you're around a lot of music because your hubby is into music. He has his own.
We have our own studio actually right here at the house.
Right.
Built one.
Right. So, I mean, you're surrounded by it all the time, and they perform all over where you're at, right? Or does he travel different places? Or
right now, they only travel East Texas and Northwest and Central Louisiana right now because they just started up a new band. And so with them just getting
started. A
new band?
They have a new one? Oh, okay.
Yes. They just started up a new one, so they're just now getting going. But
they play at weddings, right? Weddings and special events.
Yeah,
they were a lot of variety.
Most of them were already together, and so they split from one band and started this new one. So they're, you know, like really having a fun time.
Yeah.
And a lot of the clubs that they were playing in and the people there are just like, yay. So they're, you know, there was getting.
Did they have a bus? Do they have a bus where they go around or
Mainly, you know, they have the van, but then they also carpool in their own vehicles. They might you know, ride in the van and some of the others go in their own vehicle.
Yeah.
But they don't, you know, everybody doesn't pile in the van.
Got so. It. So one of these days, we're going to have them on the show.
Absolutely. When they get going with their own music, they will.
Yeah.
So.
And then, so Curly, so you've been doing this for how long now?
Every bit of 25 years or more.
25 years?
Or more.
That's a long time. Yeah, that's a long time.
Yes.
So that's one of my, and then now you're very active at your church, right? What could you tell us a little bit about your church experience?
Yes. Me and my wife have a little small church, and it's very active. You know, people in and out. You know, not a big crowd, but thank God for those that come, and that we can be able to praise the Lord together and give them the word of God.
That's wonderful, yeah. And then you have your singing. You all sing at the church. That's nice, yeah.
Singing at the church, yes. So I got my singing. I do my jingles. Matter of fact, we did a jingle. I did a jingle when I went down there.
With Joe, right? With Joe?
Sun Kissed Chapter Boat. The name of the jingle. And that was about it. But we had a good time.
Yeah, so you're doing really well. Is this your first time with a record label, with Joe's record label?
Yes, this is my first time, yes.
Yeah.
My first.
So we were planning some things. I'm hoping he does some things where we can all get together and do some shows here in this area where I'm at. But that's up to them, see what they want to do. They're organizing things, you know, for shows and for their talents, their artists. So anyway, but we have Nathan Hutchins is the other person that I wanted to introduce to you and play his song. He has a new song that just came out, and he recorded at a very famous studio. It's called the Abbey Road Studio in London, UK. You can look it up on their website, and you can also, you know, use their services long distance from here, because you can mix your music and all that with them, and they can help you out.
Right.
It's like $300 to mix. I was thinking of using them because I'm working on a song right now. So I was thinking of, you know, using their services as well. I mean, it's far, but, you know, everybody's online now, internet. They have all kinds of services online, and you communicate with the whole world now. So, you know, you have to keep up with the time zones and all that. So anyway, but he's had a lot of good experiences with the Abbey Road Studios, and he came out with a song, and it's called Let's Go. So we're going to play that. Bobby, you there?
We got it.
Yeah, let's go and play his song. Let's go.
I put it all up for you to see.
So that was the song by Nathan Hutchins, and his stage name is NJ. If anybody wants to look him up, he has social media. He has a website. It's www.njmusic.com, and that's NJ is spelled E as in Edgar, N as in Nancy, J as in John, A as in Apple, Y as in yes, music.com. So you can find all his stuff there to look at. He is amazing. He has a drummer who's a famous drummer named yep. Russell on there as well. So wanted to tell you a little bit about that. So we are here with Nancy, we have Susan, we have Curly, and myself. So is there anything else that you wanted to add, Curly, to anything that's going to be coming up that we should know about that you're going to be doing so we can check it?
I think the Bobby Jones is the one what I got coming up.
So, can you repeat that again?
Bobby Jones Gospel.
That's the Bobby Jones Gospel Show, right?
Right. It's October the 15th.
Bobby Jones Gospel, October 15th.
15th.
So, yeah. So, you're going to be performing there. And as I said, just, you know, send us your videos too when you're done. Yeah, and so we can share that as well on my Facebook. We have Susan, is there anything else that you wanted to add?
Or Curly?
Yes.
About Randall. Again, we wanted to get some help for Randall. Right now, he's getting a lot of treatments for his cancer and all that. And if he gets this project financed, is he going to have some help? He would probably have to get some help to directors.
We have a director who's already told him, we'll just get you a mobile wheelchair and you can direct from there. So.
He's going to have a wheelchair, a special wheelchair?
That's right, with his name on the back.
Randall doesn't give up. He's a fighter. He's a fighter.
We have a lot of people that are in their field attached to the project. So, you know, it'll all get done the way that he wants it done.
Right. And the script is already written. Is it going to be rewritten, or is he going to keep the original one?
Well, you always do a little bit of revisions as you're shooting, but as of right now, we're pretty happy with the script. He's won many awards with it. Let's see, I'm trying to see if I can get a number of what the. It's well over.
He's gotten so many, huh? So many numbers, so many awards for that. For that Kung Fu shoes and the wheel, right?
Right.
What's the name of the?
Westbound 18 wheeler.
Westbound. That's the one, yeah. The Westbound.
Yeah.
Mm. So it's a country.
Two of them, he's won over 60 awards for just his screenplay.
Which one?
I have a box.
For his screenplays, yeah.
Yeah. I have a box here because I've run out of room to put the awards up.
Man, some investor there, if you're listening, take him up on it. This is an award-winning producer, director, actor. He's an amazing scriptwriter. He's won so many awards, you know. So you have to look at that and help out with the investing.
That's right.
Because it'll probably make a lot of money.
It sure will. You know,
exactly.
As an investor, you would get, an investor would get 10% of the money that they bring into the project. So
right. So you're going to have non-union and union actors?
We haven't quite decided on that. It depends on the budget and how much we get probably non-union, but you never know.
Right.
To the
they go through the agency there. They have to pay the agency as well. So
correct.
As far as the agency they're with, they pay a little bit more. If you're non-union, mm-hmm. you pay like 15% to the agency. If you're union, you pay 10%.
Right.
So it could, if you're non-union, you could pay a little bit more at the agency, from 15% maybe up to, I think, 20-25% for non-union.
I'm not sure on that.
So, yeah, but that's for the agency. So for being with the agency. But they help out. You know, if you have to pick talent, you want to go through an agency, because at least you know what you're dealing with.
What you're dealing with, right.
Well, you know, they have, you know, their photos ready, their headshots. And they have their resumes, all the work they've done previously,
everything,
you know,
right.
in film and television, all their skills,
right,
and their education, you know, where they got their training, what schools they went to, colleges,
correct.
Universities, where, you know, what degrees they might have. So you want to know what you're dealing with, the talent that you're dealing with. So that's why you go to an agency and they supply that. You know, you can pick certain types, the type that you're looking for. The Kung Fu one would need people in the martial arts. So you want to look for those specific types. Yeah.
Correct.
In the martial arts.
Those skills that you don't have to teach people. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But Randall has, many years ago when he was in Hollywood, he actually did casting for about 2.5 years. So he's real familiar with. He's real good at picking talent, and he sort of
casting,
has in his head what he wants.
Yeah, we have our Dawn Reese, also with Pageant, with Hollywood Connections, and she's a casting director as well, and she's helped out at with Jalbert's Brothers Productions, so, and many others. She's been in the business for a long, long time, so she, you know, she has her radio station interviews, and she's casting director. She's an actress herself. She's done many, many things in the entertainment industry. So she's very knowledgeable in that area as well. So if you have any help, you know, Dawn would be another one you can go to. Yeah.
Yep.
So we have so much talent on the show. It is amazing. So do you know any Kung Fu, Nancy?
What?
Do you know any martial arts?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Oh, yeah, because you have that organization. What's the name of your organization?
Me? Oh, yeah. Damsel in Defense.
Ah.
But no, that's
not. Well, could you tell us real quick about that?
Okay. The Damsel in Defense, that has nothing to do with the karate that I know.
Okay.
The reason that I started taking karate, and this is when I was teaching second graders, and my daughter, she was in the second grade at the time also, I think, and this is when we lived in central Louisiana, and I had the class that had the worst kids of the parish. Louisiana has parishes and not counties.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And the kids that were in my classroom, the principal actually gave me the worst kids, because in his words were, you can handle it, the others can't. Meaning the other two teachers could not handle the discipline problems. And the end of the year, the very last day of school that year, I had two of the kids coming at me, one in front of me and one on the side of me. And the one in front of me came with the fist first. And the other one, you know, anyway, thank goodness I grew up with boys.
Oh.
And so when the first one came at me, and he was a true second grader, when he came at me, I was able to grab his wrist and turn him to where my knee went to the back of his knee. And so as we were going down, the other one, his fist went over my head.
Oh.
He was not a true second grader. He should have been in the fourth grade. He had been retained so many times. Well, so the first one that I took down, let go of me, let go of me. You probably have a horrible disease that, you know. And so I was like, so what? You probably have whatever. And he had no idea what I was talking about. And he really did not know what he was talking about. So the other one, when he stood back up, I put my hand right here on his shoulder and put my thumb in that pressure point and walked him back behind my desk. Now, everybody else's desk, you know, I already put to the side, chairs on top, because it's the last day of school.
Right.
And so I walked him back to my corner. He sits there, and he's like, let go of me. And I whispered, sit your ass down now. And he gets this big grin on his face, like, I got you now for what you just said.
So you know who to hire for the Kung Fu.
I sat there and I looked at him. I said, son, you've been suspended out of my room 3 times and off the bus 2 times. Who the hell are they going to believe?
Oh, goes, right.
Yeah.
Good for you. Okay, so we're close to our time. We're going to play Lee. Good night. Bye. God bless.
Bye.
Bye, Curly. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Good evening.
Bye.
Bye,
ladies. The thrill of being near you, baby. I just can't get my feel. Kiss me close enough, but maybe my blood strain's got me on a high. I'm floating like a kite. Cause your love has become my wife. Anything you ask, I just might. Speed up, yeah. You make my heart.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.